The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Poet's Passion. I'm your host, Jerry Kokich, and if you're joining us for the first time, this series is about sharing our love of poetry by reading original poems from you, our listeners, and reconnecting with some old favorites. In this episode, we'll be featuring poems about love for this month of February. Our poets include Amethyst S. Loring Lee, Pete Lutz, Catherine Gonzalez, Sarah Golding, Rachel Pulliam, and Sean Pell. Our first poem, Distance, is by Amethyst S. Loring Lee. I miss you. I miss your hugs, your kiss, being in your arms. You make me complete. I'm whole, honest, a wreck without you, wishing the distance was smaller. Life is easier. I can finally breathe. I can smile when you're here. Time disappears. Walking away hurts. I hate airports, goodbyes, and last days leaving my other half. I never knew I could love dancing, love video games, enjoy camping and snowboarding. I never knew I could love someone like I love you. Pete Lutz reads his poem, Just One Original Thought About Love, Please.
Just One Original Thought About Love, Please, by Pete Lutz. Almost every good word has already been said about love, in categories ranging from undying love for the dead to various epic love stories. You say, why not use one of those old ones instead, which extol your lady love's glories? No, I can't use words from some dead poet's head. The words I use mustn't have ever been read by students in dormitories. I feel a new love, so I'll try here a new word or phrase, adverb or action, to describe how I feel when I think of us two, sometimes to my total distraction. When you read what I write of our first kiss, will you experience a pleasant reaction? I hope I achieve what I'm trying to do, that this thing, whatever it is, when through, will meet with your full satisfaction. So I sit here with paper and pen in my grip, which I tap on my forehead in thought. I'm seeking a new metaphor that won't rip when tied in a poetic knot. I'm beginning to think this syntactical trip is an excursion I'd rather not bought. If love is an iceberg, then I am a ship that's scuttled, cut through by the icy tip, and deep in love's ocean, I'm caught.
And now a poem by Catherine Gonzalez called Wands and Bonds. She foretold he was beautiful, darkly elegant and magnificent to see. He oozed charm and sex appeal, and he claimed to love me. And the cards showed that he'd leave me, and he did so quite quickly. And the Knight of Wands rode on, and the Knight of Wands was gone. She foretold of a darkness that would cover my soul for 9 full moons, and when the new moon waned, I would know what I must do. And I found then my purpose, though his cry was wordless, the page of wands was born, and he gave to me a song. I hold you fiercely to me, I fight for you alone, dark nights around a campfire, I taught you ancient songs, and now you've taught me I must live. You cannot walk alone. Our fate is found in cards and stars, but never set in stone. She foretold of a mighty man that soon the page would be, and the crone would then read cards for him, and she had read for me. And the crone that was my mother said, listen to me, daughter, though love was not to be, you have all the love you need. Wands and bonds and lovers gone, if love is not to be, though of my heart you are a part, and all the love I need. I hold you fiercely to me, I fight for you alone. Dark nights around a campfire, I taught you ancient songs. And now you've taught me I must live, you cannot walk alone. Our fate is found in cards and stars, but never set in stone. Our next poem, called Valentine's Day Card, was written and performed by Sarah Golding.
I wrote it, and it made me smile. The writing took a little while. To celebrate, I had the wine and took a sip. Said man of mine, I need to tell you, oh my dear, you are so special. To his beer, and looking up, cried, I love you. Me, startled, sat, he sipped his brew. You love your beer? I do, and I love you, I said with force. Who, me? Said mate. No, the wine, of course.
And now for Poet's Spotlight with Sarah Golding. What inspired you to write your poem?
Some of us like a treat in the form of perhaps a little cheeky drink. Not too much, you know, be sensible in what you drink. But yeah, it was just a little play on, you know, what floats our boat sometimes, what we love and how we use the word love. And I do like a glass of wine, and my husband likes a little bottle of beer now and then. So, yeah, it was just a little reflection on relationships and the play with the word, what we love and how we love it.
You've performed several roles for Dream Realm Enterprises. Which role was your favourite?
Oh my goodness, with that hands down, Lady Natilda is my favourite. My goodness, she is naughty and just so much fun. So yeah, I love playing Lady Natilda, and I can't wait to see what adventures Jonathan has up his sleeve.
What projects are you working on now?
Essentially, I've been cast in lots of lovely, fun, amazing, exciting voice projects, from Amelia Project and SCP Archives to some 80 podcasts and something called Cyclone by Audible Visions by the wonderful Graz Richards. So there's lots of things ticking over, as well as Come and See by Boyd Barrett, and playing a character in that. Alongside that, I continue to work as a co-editor on the Fiction Podcast News Weekly. I'm planning right now the Medieval podcast, my modern audio drama indie voice acting podcast, is coming out season 4, hopefully the end of March.
Rachel Pulliam reads her poem, I Cannot Come to You, Dear.
I cannot come to you, dear, for I am drawn away. Life has become so drear, dear, and I tell you, I cannot stay. I waltz past the corridors and into different arms. And we laugh in the corridors. I am taken by his charms. Yet it is not the same, dear. He does not have your eyes. He does not love me as you, dear. His lips only give me sighs. How love is like an arrow. It pierces and wounds the heart. And how my heart did find your arrow, which I shall never part. I cannot come to you, dear. It is for the best, they say. Our love then soon should perish, dear, so I must go away.
Our next poem, called Embrace, was written and performed by Sean Pell.
Embrace. When it first goes out, you cannot see for the pitch. As your eyes blur and the darkness creeps in. Rapid is the loss. Rapid is its nature. Over time, your eyes adjust, but the horrors only shrink, and the dark becomes life and accepted how things are. But we have been given light inside us all. It takes but an embrace, a moment to let it in. So once more, your eyes adjust, but this time in sweet clarity, as light always gives and dark only takes. As we welcome the light and we share in its warmth, we learn to see again.
And now a love poem by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and, if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Poets' Passion. Our featured poets and performers were Amethyst S. Loring Lee, Pete Lutz, Catherine Gonzalez, Sarah Golding, Rachel Pulliam, and Sean Pell. All poems presented on Poets' Passion are copyrighted by the author and may not be reproduced in any way without the expressed permission from the author. The music was by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and Purple Planet. Poets' Passion is a Dream Realm Enterprises production produced by Rachel Pulliam. I'm your host, Jerry Kokich, and I hope you join us again. Until next time. Coming soon to Showcase Classics.
This is the little girl in question, whom I applied to you.
Her size is small. What is her age?
10 years.
So much. Your name, little girl?
Jane Eyre, sir.
Well, Jane Eyre, are you a good child?
Perhaps the less said on that subject, the better, Mr. Brocklehurst.
Sorry indeed to hear it. She and I must have some talk. Come here.
Sit down, Jane.
No sight so sad as that of a naughty child, especially a naughty little girl. Do you know where the wicked go after death?
They go to hell.
And what is hell? Can you tell me that?
A pit full of fire.
And should you like to fall into that pit and be burning there forever?
No, sir.
And what must you do to avoid it?
I must keep in good health and not die.
Showcase Classics is produced and directed for Dream Realm Enterprises by Rachel Pulliam.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.